Well, from the middle of May up until June, the end of June, those 6 weeks, we saw the grain markets virtually just have one direction, and that was down. It was looking pretty dismal as we were going into the end of planting and the beginning of the growing season. But since June 30th, we've seen these markets have some resilience and bounce back. Minneapolis wheat, the September contract has been able to gain about $1.36 since its June 30th lows. A lot of that due to production concerns and with the hot, dry conditions and the war in Ukraine and also in Iran. Taking a look at the corn market, corn has been able to gain about 61 cents in that same time frame. Most of the markets put their lows in on June 30th and have seen a pretty good rally since then, especially the corn and the Minneapolis wheat. But corn and Minneapolis wheat still haven't traded above their May highs. On May 12th, Minneapolis wheat traded to 7.53. Currently, we're sitting at about 7.35. And corn on May 13th traded to 506 and a half. Currently, we're at about 486 and a half. So those two markets remain off of their May highs, but soybeans have traded way above their May highs. Soybeans since June 15th have been able to gain about $1.19 and are currently sitting at about that 1240 level, well above the May 13th high that we saw of 1214. And right now it looks like beans trading up above that 1240 area could open themselves up to a possible test of that 13 area. Weather is going to continue to be a main driver for the soybeans and demand. If we could continue to see China come in and purchase, that certainly would put a little bit of underlying support in this market as well. Overall, weather and war has helped support these markets over the last month, the last 3 weeks to a month, and it doesn't look like we're quite done with that yet, as forecasts continue to be pretty adverse as far as crop development is concerned. We'll see what next week brings us, but these markets are starting to look a little bit tired, and weather rallies usually do run out of steam at some point.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.